My utmost for his highest, November the 4th. The authority of reality. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. James 4, verse 8. It is essential to give people a chance of acting on the truth of God. The responsibility must be left with the individual. You cannot act for him. It must be his own deliberate act. But the evangelical message ought always to leave a man to act. The paralysis of refusing to act leaves a man exactly where he was before. When once he acts, he is never the same. It is the foolishness of it that stands in the way of hundreds who have been convicted by the Holy Spirit of God. Immediately I precipitate myself over into an act. That second I live. All the rest is existence. The moments when I truly live are the moments when I act with my whole will. Never allow a truth of God that is brought home to your soul to pass without acting on it, not necessarily physically, but in will. Record it with ink or with blood. The feeblest saint who transacts business with Jesus Christ is emancipated the second he acts. All the almighty power of God is on his behalf. We come up to the truth of God. We confess we are wrong, but go back again. Then we come up to it again and go back again, until we learn that we have no business to go back. We have to go clean over on some word of our redeeming Lord and transact business with him. His word, come, means transact. Come unto me. The last thing we do is come. But everyone who does come knows that that second, the supernatural rush of the life of God invades him instantly. The dominating power of the world, the flesh, and the devil is paralyzed, not by your act, but because your act has linked you onto God and his redemptive power. Oh, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you.